Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. So first we have to know the Rav says that anything that's for the tzoruch of the peris, for the needs of the actual fruits that are on a tree, one is allowed to do them until Rosh Hashanah. And even on the period of the last 30 days of the year, which is Tosefes Shvius, D'oraisa, one is also allowed, according to everybody, do work for the tzoruch of the peris. And anything that's for the needs of the tree itself, but not the fruit on the tree, one is only allowed to do until Atzeres, unless if it's something that on Shemitah itself, it's only Asim Adarabanan, the whole year, one is allowed to do it for the Tzarech of the Ilan, because the work that you're doing, if you would do it on Shemitah, it would only be Darabanan, therefore you're allowed to do it the whole year for the need of the tree. So the Mishnah starts, Mezablin, one is allowed to fertilize, that's a Din Darabanan. Uma adrin, so this is to use a hoe. So the Rav says to uproot the ground. It's like plowing, but right by where the branches of a tree are, so directly under the tree. Ba mikshos uva midlos. Mikshos is melons, midlos is gourds. Ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah, so the whole sixth year. Now, by melons and gourds, or ma'adrin, so the Rav says, the Rambam too, chofrim bi'ikore helonus. They use the lashon of trees. The Mishnah is talking about melons and gourds. But if we're talking about trees, the Tosfos Yontav asks, how are we possibly saying this? We've had in previous Mishnayos that one is only allowed to plow by trees until Atzeres. But the Tosfos Yontav, the Rambam, and the Tiferes Yisrael, they all say, and also the way the Tosfos Yontav explains in the Rav, now, when the Rav says Ilonus, he's not talking about all trees. This Mishnah is only talking about hoeing and plowing directly underneath gourds and melons. So why dafka gourds and melons is one allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah? So let's just first categorize plowing on Shemitah. Asim ederaisim ederabanan. So it's actually not so clear. Most Rishonim, the Rav seems to imply here very clearly that it's asim ederaisa. Because if plowing is asim ederabanan, that means that every case, we're going to see all the other cases in the Mishnah, every case in this Mishnah is only an isim ederabanan on Shemitah itself. So that little introduction that I gave in the beginning, if you held that plowing is ederabanan, the Rav would not have had to say that anything that's letzorich for the peris, one is allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah. Because that's mashma, even if the thing that you're doing is going to be asim ederaisa on Shemitah, yet if it's for the tzorich of the peris, one's allowed to do it until Rosh Hashanah. You didn't need to say that. You could have just said a second reason, which is what? Anything that's asim midrabanan, one is allowed to do the whole sixth year until Shemitah. Just say that. The Rav obviously held that chorsh and plowing is asim midrashah. And the Rash holds this way as well. So if all plowing is asim midrashah, why does the Mishnah single out melons and gourds? What's special about those? There you have to say, even though it's asim midrashah, like the Rav says, they were more lenient the whole year of Erev Shvius by melons and gourds because it's for the tzorich of the fruit itself. Mashen kein other trees, it's not going to be the tzorich of the fruit itself after Shvuas. They just, I guess, don't grow that quickly. We have the previous Mishnais that said even by melons and gourds, we remember we compared it to Nitios, and we said that, let's just even use Reb Shimon Gamaliel Shita, that 10 gourds is enough to be Chorish the Kol Beisa, but you needed 10 to do it until Rosh Hashanah. Here it sounds like even if only one you're allowed to do Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Shon explains there's a difference, because over there we're talking about plowing the whole field, the whole Beisa. There, if you have 10, you can plow the whole Beisa, the rest of the field. If you only have one or two, you're not allowed to. However, in this Mishnah, you're actually plowing not the field, you're plowing directly underneath the gourd or the melon. That you're allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah, no matter how many you have in a field, even one individually. But if you hold that plowing is midrabanan, because really there are four actions that one is not allowed to do midiraisa on Shvius, on Shemitah. Zriya, which is planting, Zmira, which is pruning, Kitzira, cutting, reaping, Uvitzira, which is picking. So why Kishuim and Duluyim would be different? All digging should be mutter to do Erev Shvius. Because it's only Asim Adarabanan if you hold that way. So the Achronim say that you have to say that plowing is different than other things, whether it's because of Maris Ayin, or the type of work involved with plowing, but the Rabbanan made an Isser of plowing even on Erev Shvius. Even though plowing on Shvius itself is Mutta Midiraisa, and only Asim Adarabanan. But they didn't extend this Chumrah for the needs of the gourds and melons, because it's for the Tzarech of the Paris, they allowed you to plow even Erev Shvius, because it benefits them. Mashenki and other things, it doesn't really benefit other things. Mishnah continues, V'chein bebeis hashlochen. These are manually irrigated fields that the waters from the rain wouldn't be enough. And therefore, in this type of field, one is allowed to hoe until Rosh Hashanah, because it's obviously for the benefit of this field. It doesn't go in the same cycles as regular fields. That's what the Ri ben Malki Tzadik says. He's a Rishon on the Yushalmi. Miyablin, one is allowed to take off warts of the tree. Mefarkin, the Rav says one can remove leaves that are on top of the tree to take off its weight, like prika and te'ina. Next case, ma'abkin, roots that were exposed, they would cover them with dust to protect them. Ma'ashnin, one is allowed to fumigate with smoke to kill the insects. They do it underneath the tree to kill all the insects that are on the tree. Ad Rosh Hashanah, they can do all these things until Rosh Hashanah. Like we said, according to the Rav, because all these things are midrabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af noitel hu esa ela mina eshkol b'shvias. Rabbi Shimon says, the one's even allowed to take leaves from a cluster on Shemitah itself, because these types of activities don't stimulate new growth, rather they're just protecting the tree from a damage. So things are only awesome they're about an anshmit itself if they're going to be something that's going to stimulate new growth. But if it's something to protect the tree from some kind of damage or something like that, Rabbi Shimon holds that one is allowed to do that even on Shemitah. But the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, the Rav says.